Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
As we've seen with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, they have a very different view of God the Father and of Jesus from that which the Bible teaches. We also see that they have a very different view of salvation. Now, keep in mind that when Joseph Smith started this church of known as Mormonism, the thing was is that he argued that the gospel message had been lost, and he was given the Book of Mormon to restore the gospel message. What is this gospel that we see in Mormonism? Well, it is a works righteous system. You have to do good works and live perfectly. You can see this in 2 Nephi 25:23, where it says, "For we labor diligently to write to you to persuade our children and also our brethren to believe in Christ and to be reconciled to God, for we know that it is by grace that we are saved after all we can do." In other words, after everything you can do, then grace kicks in. But you must do something. You must do good works. This is not a new gospel. This is not a new message. This is the message of every man-made religion. Every single false man-made religion adds human efforts to righteousness. It is only biblical Christianity, that which we see in the Bible, that teaches that we're saved by faith alone, through Christ alone, by the work that God did alone, not by man's works. If you'd like to learn how to witness to Mormons, get the new book, Sharing the Good News with Mormons, available at strivingforeternity.org in our store.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.